the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, someone you wanted to welcome.
Well, yeah, our new sponsor back to who's been a veteran, Jeff Nielsen, Tuffy Auto Service Centers. I want to thank...
He's a new
Jeff,
old sponsor.
A new old sponsor. He was last spring, and he's come on board with us. He used to advertise in the old show, and certainly welcome him back sponsoring the Jack and Tom Show. And let me tell you, I go over there a lot, and Bill helps me over there, a tremendous place to get your cars repaired, and I have cars that need repairing quite often, especially the older ones that I drive around. My kids drive around, and always depend on Tuffy Auto Service.
Now, what's the deal with the three kids and cars? You got Cody here for his senior year. You've got the girls at Michigan State and Central Michigan.
Well, they're going to go up there as freshmen. You're going carless.
They don't have cars, but they're going to want cars, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll deal with that That's later on. I take it one year at a time, one semester at a time.
I know where maybe you can get a used Jeep down the road. I know someone who could sell you a red Jeep. No.
Andrea Nelson's not going to give
up. She's
not
going to give up that Jeep.
No, I've seen it.
She's going to put 350,000 miles.
Well, that's the way you got to run these cars. You know, that's where Tuffy Auto Service Center to get a lot of business. People are not afford to buy new cars. They're going to Tuffy and getting them repaired. That's what people
are
doing.
Driving cars longer.
Absolutely. And that's the way to go. And I certainly appreciate Jeff coming back on board.
All right. Let's go back out to the phones. 393-3700, 393-3700. Not a good night in Holt either.
I was shocked. And here's an expert on the Holt Rams.
John Freeberg. You know, I got a call from John last night, and I didn't get the message until later. But I'm glad that the Suicide Prevention Unit did its job last night. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First of all, congratulations to Cody and the East Lansing Trojans on a big win over Adler.
Oh, thanks a lot, John. That was a big win for them.
Night for the H teams.
Yeah, exactly, including the whole Rams. I was shocked at your score when you called and told me how that got out of hand. And Anijah Miller is the real deal, I assume.
Yeah, he is. I tell you what, the Holt gave him 21 points on turnovers, man. Two interceptions, a fumble, a blocked punt. I mean, you don't win games doing that.
Wow, I didn't know that element of it.
You know what the problem was for Holt last night? I figured this out.
Yeah, Beachnall and Dominic Cotter gone. That's the problem.
No, you didn't get Scott Eckersley to the game on time. If Eckersley had been there at the opening kickoff, because whenever he's there, Anijah Miller doesn't do anything. And so he got there. By the time he gets there, he's got two touchdowns. He is the Miller killer.
But you know what, Jack? You talked about it, I think, early in the week with Sexton. I mean, you got the great running back, and then you got a veteran offensive line. If you get an offensive line that's intact in high school.
Both those lines.
I mean, wow, look out. And that's what happened, I assume, last night.
Was Dan Bogan ever motivated last night?
Boy, was he pumped up. Wow.
It was payback from last year, man.
Settle down, coach. How bad was the opener?
What was last year like? I mean, obviously, Holt won. Was it close?
It was a close game, but, I think, like I said, he was out for revenge, man. The Sexton Big Reds were definitely out for revenge.
Hey, I got some bad news for you, John.
We play Rockford next week.
There you go. I mean, the Battle of the Rams, that's not looking too good.
Hey, come on. They beat them last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm telling you, right now, Rockford could be as good as any team. And when you've just lost 35-9 to a team that's probably two divisions below you.
Well, I know, but Sexton's pretty good.
Pretty good. I mean, a lot of people think Sexton could be a state champion.
And the fact that they're going to be in Division 4, I mean, Kimberly's talked about this a lot. He sees a big disparity between D4 and D3.
Could be three divisions.
As far as making a run at the state title, and look out, maybe the Big Reds. Big Reds never been down to the state championship game, if my recollection is correct.
I hope they make it, man. It'd be great to see from this area.
It's been 10 years. Go back to Grand Legend.
I want Lansing schools to do good. And Freeburg, but thanks so much for the call. Appreciate the calls last night.
Thanks a lot. Always good talking to you guys, man. Take care.
393-3700, 393-3700. You want to try to get in? We've got about 5 minutes more of open line before we are joined by Bill Ferracco. Boy, he looked happy last night after the game. His hair almost straightened out. He was so happy.
Those coaches had that team well prepared. I will tell you that right now.
Yeah.
They worked hard on that game plan, and it worked, and he works hard. A lot of hours for Bill and his staff.
A lot of good coaching jobs last night, I think, as you look around. And watching the fifth quarter last night, I was very, very impressed. I'll tell you what I was most impressed with in the game we saw. How often do you see an intense rivalry game, which this has become, East Lansing
and Haslett.
It
really has, and it's only been around for 10 years. Even.
Season opener, cramping, and no turnovers. Were there any turnovers
right.
in that game? I mean, I missed a little bit. By the time I got there,
there
were no turnovers
no
in that
turnovers.
Game.
No turnovers. No turnovers. And not a lot of penalties.
Not a lot.
Not a lot
not
of penalties. Not crazy.
A couple that you thought should have been, and you were standing there wanting to throw your own flags out there.
That's all right.
Tom was calling pass interference about every third play.
I mean, when FA's going down there and the guy's got two hands, doesn't matter now.
It's all judgment. If East Lansing had lost, we would have a lot of
points. Well, no, I'm not one of those guys. But, I mean, there was
really?
Some questionable call. I'm telling you what, the officials did, that's a tough job, and and there's no track. One thing about Haslett, which I like about that field, no track. So your fans are right close.
Right.
So it's like you reach out and touch it, and then you're going to get more feedback from the fans because they're so close to the action.
Very intimate. That's right.
Yeah. Owosso's got that. Everett's got that. Grand Ledge has that.
Right.
I like that.
But I have to stop you 1 second. I can't let you get away with this.
Okay.
When you said you're not one of these guys who sits and talks about officiating calls after the fact. Hello, didn't we just see Eddie Brown being held by Desmond Howard on that push-off?
No,
and you haven't let that play go.
I get a little more bitter about that every year, to be honest with you.
holding on Larry Stevens? You and Frank Beckman.
The Larry Stevens holding was disgusting. That's 2001.
That was hard to see. I really don't know whether it was or not.
But you know what? Do you think that the ref's going to have the gonads to call that? Make that call? The guts to make the call?
I don't know. It's those games are
even though it was so out in the open.
Yeah, yeah.
And his hands were way out. So, I mean, he was.
Well, the Eddie Brown play was in Michigan Stadium, sitting right in the student section.
Oh, you can make bad calls no matter if it's a home team or the road team.
Or you can make great calls, as they happen to do on both of those plays.
That was not a great call. You know the Eddie Brown play was an interference on D. Howard. You know that.
I don't know that at all. I don't know that. You know, Tico Duckett came up and sat in the stands watching East Lansing play last night. At the end of the game, you saw him come up in the stands.
Right.
Sitting not too far away from us.
Yeah.
And, you know, that. It looked like some of the times when Spencer Tredwell was carrying the ball, kind of looked like Michigan State backs in 1990 running for a big yardage.
Yeah, hitting the hole real hard. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So it was fun.
All right, we're going to be joined by Bill Ferracco and the first of our weekly Coach of the Week installments. And big congratulations to all of the winning teams last night and to those who start off 0-1. It's a long season. Can right the ship in week two. And get a W, get back on the right track. So we will be back in just a couple of minutes. A reminder, a little bit later, you're going to hear from Don Tredwell and Pat Narduzzi. Michigan State coordinators Rob Rubick will be here talking about the Detroit Lions in action tonight. Dr. John Braccio, of course, and Draymond Green will be with us a little bit later in the show talking about Michigan State basketball. We'll be right back. Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.